98.5 KTIS. David Christian here, and PK has joined me for a little time here before she'll be going on at noon today. But one of the things that we really encourage people not to do is to go down to, well, as we call it, ground zero, really.
And absolutely. The site of the bridge collapse. Very, very well cordoned off, as you can imagine, so that the emergency personnel can have access. But you'll have a much better, if you want to see pictures of it, check out the paper or, you know, check out TV. Please do not go down there. Authorities are saying stay clear of the area. I live right by there, so, of course, what did I do this morning? But we headed down there.
Well, you went down there to investigate so that you could be more prepared to go on the air today to just explain to people how important it is just to let the emergency personnel do what they need to do and stay out of their way. You know, another thing that I really like to encourage people to do is to limit your cell phone use today. Just because here's one reason. I had many people, including police officers. I mean, they've brought in, you know, even police candidates and people that are, what is it when you're a police, you're not a police officer yet, but you are a part of volunteer police officers.
Right. And she couldn't all get, hands on deck.
Yeah, they couldn't get a hold of their captain because all the radios are being used and what have you. And so getting through on cell phones was very hard yesterday, and it's going to be like that today and many days to come. So use your cell phone lightly, if you would, because that would really help out in the effort. I guess we have the governor on the phone currently, and this is a busy man. And, Governor, thanks for joining us. We know you got a really busy schedule, and we just appreciate you giving us some time today.
Well, we do, and but, you know, first and foremost, we want, on behalf of Minnesota, the families of the victims and the injured to know that Minnesota is thinking of them and praying for them, and our hearts and prayers, obviously, are with them during these just horrific times. And the other thing I'll just note quickly is even when the situation is awful, you see some goodness come out in the response of the first responders and the EMTs and others, but so many just citizens and good Samaritans not running away from the crisis but running towards it to help. And says a lot about the goodness of Minnesotans.
Isn't that true? And we talked earlier to one of the people from the Salvation Army, and he said that the emergency workers on scene yesterday had a sense of calm as they dealt with the situation.
Yeah, you know, I was on scene last night, and I would concur with that. There was plenty of resources there. In fact, some of the people were saying they weren't even able to use all the resources that poured in terms of equipment and people, but they'd rather have too much than not enough. And so, but there was a sense of calm. There's always some communications challenges and organizational challenges, but overall, it seems like the first responders did a very good job.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one thing, that the preparedness that they were just ready to show up and be where they need to be. And like you said, the neat part was just seeing people that just dove in and just literally help people from the water, help kids off buses. It was just great to see God's community in action.
Absolutely. And, you know, it just reflects a goodness and a concern about something other than self, and a willingness to put yourself in harm's way, to help and to love another. If there's a silver lining in an otherwise awful, awful situation, that was certainly part of it.
As the governor of Minnesota, could we ask you just to say a short prayer for everyone who's involved in recovery efforts today?
Absolutely. Well, Father, we ask that as families go through trauma and hurt and pain and confusion, whether a family member has been lost or unaccounted for or injured, we ask that you give comfort to them in these moments and hours, that you draw them nearer to you and give them understanding as well. And we ask that you also protect the rescue and recovery workers and others who will be involved in trying to piece this back together. And we don't always understand why and how these things happen, but you do. And we just ask that you protect us and guide us and give us wisdom in these coming days and hours and weeks of challenge in Christ. And we pray all of this in your great name.
And Governor, our prayers are with you as you deal with all the things that are involved in the great constraints on your time, and that we'll pray for endurance for you as well today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And please ask your listeners to keep the families of the victims of this tragedy in their thoughts and prayers.
I can only imagine.